This is Gorgeous Lives, brought to you by Radio Gorgeous.
Hi, I'm Nikki Kidner and you're listening to Radio Gorgeous. I'm joined today by Bella. You'll probably know her though as Deliciously Stella. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bella, people who might recognise that name are probably on Instagram, aren't they?
Yes, indeed. At Deliciously Stella is my handle.
And what do you do on Instagram?
So basically, I run a really, really silly parody of all the lovely health bloggers who eat avocado on toast and do beach yoga all the time.
So it's sort of the opposite of clean living.
The opposite of clean living, but my character, Deliciously Stella, believes that she is eating clean. She genuinely thinks that she's found all these like cheat ways to eat clean, which involves sort of like strawberry laces as a pasta alternative and cocoa pops as a healthy risotto.
I absolutely love it. I'm completely obsessed with your Instagram account. I think it's what Instagram was created for. And when I saw some people the other day who were segmenting all of their meals into Tupperware for the week,
yeah,
and I was going, really? Who wants to eat torn cabbage leaves 5 days later? I didn't really understand it. And you'd ordered in like a huge pizza delivery and then just segmented it into Tupperware for the whole week.
That's what you call meal prep.
Genius. I absolutely loved it. So I think a lot of us sit at home and go, is this real life? Are people honestly eating raw, healthy, you know, all day, every day? Like you say, out in the park, doing yoga, Pilates. What's that sort of Chinesey one where they all move in sync and you kind of go, I wish I could do that, or but I never will.
Oh, I absolutely never will. I always sign myself up for things. I'm like, I'm going to start boot camp. And then I'm like, I prefer lying down.
You've brought an amazing reality to it, because my perception, this is my sort of analogy of social media. People have really messed up houses and really convoluted relationships with everybody, but they only want you to see this tiny window box into their house, and they make that window box perfect. And the flowers are all perfect, and the scenes with their partners behind it are all perfect, and their kids are, you know, immaculate.
Mm.
The rest of the house is probably chaos, but everybody thinks that everybody else just lives in this perfect window.
Absolutely. I've got a friend who's a blogger, and if she goes somewhere that is a bit disgusting, you know, stays in a disgusting hotel room, she will take a picture of the only thing in the room she can find that is attractive, be it like a zip, a curtain, like a tap, and she'll go, oh my God, the most amazing time in a hotel. And she'll be in hell. She will.
And you know when you speak to her, but it wasn't real. Why would you do that to us?
Because I think like people just want to make people aspire to be like them. And, you know, it's all very smug and, oh, my life is so brilliant all the time. And really, you know, they've either got like crushing anxiety or, you know, I read about someone who took a picture of sort of her feet in the crystal clear water. And she goes, at this time, I was freaking out because I was on holiday by myself and I realised I didn't want to be. But I took a picture of my feet in the water and went, this is the best place ever.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the kind of person who'll take a picture of my heat rash and I'll be like, gross.
I mean, I understand it. I think most of us, maybe you and I alike, I clearly like the sound of my own voice. You're a comedian and like putting yourself out there. Is it just that we need validation from strangers to keep going day by day?
I mean, ultimately, I am in the same way seeking validation from strangers because I want strangers to think that I'm funny. So at the end of the day, we sort of do similar things. You know, I do this for the likes, they do that for the likes. But what I really want to take away from it is just to sort of hold a mirror up to the whole thing and go, you know what? Like, that cherry blossom is not the only thing you've seen today. Like, you have seen some really horrible things and your walk in the park maybe wasn't that nice. Like, I just want to see more reality. That's what
you've
I
really
want.
Got to question, who are they lying to?
Yeah.
Are they literally lying to themselves, going, oh, do you remember that day with the cherry blossom, and trying to block out all the pain?
Yeah, I mean, of course they're lying to themselves. Of course they are. Like, everyone has a miserable time sometimes. Like, my life is pretty amazing now. Like, I do comedy full time. It's what I've always wanted. But, you know, there are still days when I'm like, ugh, and I phone my mum, like, in an absolute state. And I'm like, I can't do it anymore. And she's like, calm down. Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, life is tough sometimes.
You're lucky you've got a great mum.
She is amazing. She is a rock, good old Sal.
So, Deliciously Stella began as a bit of a joke and a bit of a parody, and all of a sudden you got this full-on boost from Davina McCall.
Yeah, so Davina McCall really started it off. She gave me a big old boost, and Gizzy Erskine, the wonderful chef, Jamie Oliver, even Ashton Kutcher. I mean, it's been absolutely bizarre. I have no idea how I became on these people's radar. I was just like, this is absolutely bonkers, but it's been brilliant. I mean, it couldn't have been better for my career. I'm so lucky.
Well, by being genuinely hilarious, I think this unique spin that you've put on hashtag clean living is great. And it's what we all needed to just sort of burst that bubble a little bit and go, I'm not the only imperfect person around.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. It's the sort of striving for perfection. But I think that it's a pressure that is put on women that we're supposed to be beautiful and lovely and, you know, wonderful all the time. And the more we expect that from women, the more they will seek to provide it. And what I want to let everyone know is that, you know, a lot of us aren't perfect. And there's a lot of pride to be taken in being funny and doing what you want to do. And you know, you might not be the prettiest person, but you could be really excellent at maths. Or, you know, you could be the most brilliant firefighter in all of London. And that is to be commended, not just being beautiful.
Definitely. I think with the way social media has just, you know, exploded recently, it's as though everything we were taught as children, don't judge a book by its cover, has just fallen away because all we've got is photographs to judge people on.
Exactly. And I'm just like, you know what, the cover is brilliant, but who knows what's going on inside.
Follow us on Twitter, radio_gorgeous. Lots of love, darlings. Mwah.
And there is clearly a lot more to you. You're a very tenacious, ambitious woman and doing really well. So you had your first Edinburgh show last year.
I did.
What was it called?
It was called Champagne Socialist. And I made a very rash decision at the beginning of last year. I was like, I'm going to achieve something. I thought about doing a marathon, but I'm athletically challenged. So I was like, I'm going to do an hour-long Edinburgh show. Gave myself 6 months, just wrote it every weekend and went up, did it, stayed with my parents because they live in Scotland. My brothers and sisters flyered for me. And it was amazing. It did so, so well. And I literally couldn't believe it. I got an agent. It all went really, really amazingly. Deliciously Stella blew up. And I'm riding a wave. I feel a bit like a shark. Like, as if I stop moving, I'll die. Like, if I stop doing this, my whole career will fall apart.
Don't think like that. You aren't a vacuous reality star who has just got famous for being themselves and you would constantly have to reinvent yourself. You have become famous because of your talent and your skills and the humour that you're bringing into people's world. You don't need to panic.
Well, I hope so. I mean, if that happens, I'll obviously have to leak a sex tape.
So what was the crux of Champagne Socialist?
So basically, I come from sort of a long line of Tory politicians, and I used to work in the BBC, which is obviously, I mean, they like to say not, but it's quite a left-wing organisation, and everyone who I worked with was very, like, cool and trendy. So I tried to sort of cover up the fact that this was my background, and it turned out that my boss had my grandfather as an MP as a child when there was a massive teacher strike and he could neither properly write nor count. And he announced this to my whole office and it was absolutely mortifying. And everything I did would get picked up on. It was just so embarrassing. And I tried so hard to be cool living in Hackney. And it was basically about me being a bit of a posh idiot, trying really, really hard to like go under the radar and be really trendy.
So you've learnt not to fake it anymore?
No, I'm literally just like, this is what I sound like and it's utterly ridiculous, but you know, take it or leave it.
I think you sound just fine.
Thank you. I've got a radio voice now, so.
Yeah, working it, girl. You sound great. So I've been listening to your podcasts and they're so much fun.
Oh, thank you. That's so kind.
I was just listening to one this morning and you're very, very open about having had a bit of a reckless weekend. staying at your friends and then going out to the rugby, staying somewhere else that you didn't quite label in the podcast, then trying to make your way back, but having to move house on a 2-day hangover. You just give it all up. And I think it really makes everybody else feel so much more comfortable in their lives that, oh, we are all normal.
I just feel like everyone's been there. Like, everyone's been that hungover and had to move house and had a terrible time. You know, everyone has behaved really badly and woken up with a shame attack. You know what? Life's too short for shame. We all just need to get over it and just have fun. You know, live fast, die young.
I'm not sure I'd go with that, but I think eradicating the words ashamed and should from our vocabulary and everything would be
also
better.
Just apologise less. Obviously, don't behave genuinely badly and don't hurt anyone. But, you know, you make a bit of a cock up. It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah. Worst things have happened at sea. That's my favourite mantra.
Yeah. I don't know what right now, but no, I learned a seafaring fact yesterday, actually, the reason why pirates wear a patch. And it was because back in the day when they were constantly going down under, below deck and then back up, their eyes had to adjust to the light. So if they kept a patch on one eye, they could flip it up as they went below deck and that other eye would be adjusted and would be able to see. So they would be able to do what they needed in the very dim light under below deck, and then they could go back up and put their patch back.
That is fascinating. I just thought that loads of pirates had terrible eye accidents.
Like accidents with crocodiles and stuff.
Exactly.
No, that was it. And I was just like, God, they were clever. How did they come up with that?
That is really clever.
I think
clever.
I would have just struggled with the, I'll just stand on the stairs for like 8 minutes while my eyes adjust, get what I need and go back up.
Yeah, I once went to a party where a man called Conrad was wearing an eye patch as an accessory. And that's when I knew. I was like, I've reached peak hipster and I need to leave.
I once went out with a boy called Quentin and went, yeah, okay, I need to take some steps to, you know, move back on track here.
Radio Gorgeous. Gorgeous lives.
So what does a typical day look like for you, Bella?
I mean, they're all different. Like, I genuinely don't have a typical day. So I will either go and meet some amazing fashion company who I'm hopefully going to do some work with, or I'll be in Jamie Oliver's company talking about doing some sketches. I've been doing some presenting work. I acted for the first time last week.
Ooh, what was your character? Deliciously Stella?
No, so I wrote an episode of a web series called Happy Now, where I was sort of in a relationship with a guy. He invites me away on a weekend away and I'm convinced he's going to propose. Absolutely convinced. He takes me to a luxury yurt in Essex. I hate it. Have a terrible time. And then at the end, I have the mother of all meltdowns. And I mean, hopefully it's really good. I sort of text my director this morning and I was like, am I a horrible actress? He was like, no, you've got nothing to worry about. Calm down. I was like, okay. Whew.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, drama A level did not prepare me.
So you've got loads going on now. It really sounds like you're living the dream. It's amazing. And freebies, popularity, what comes with it?
I mean, freebies mainly include like brownies and stuff. I get sent so much food that I go around to my local church and I give it away and they do a soup kitchen and then the people get pudding. And I feel like a real do-gooder, but I can't go into the church because I feel like I will burst into flames. So I'm always just outside
Drop
going,
them at the back door.
They're like, do you want to come in? And I'm like, no.
You've done your bit. It might get you to the gates.
Honestly, I did that good deed and the next day something really amazing happened. Like I got asked to be in Sunday Time Style and it's karma, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. Any other freebies we should be really envious of?
I did go to a gifting suite once for Converse. And I didn't know what a gifting suite was.
No.
They sent a car for me. I got driven to the Converse office. I went in, they go, have anything you want. And I was like, I'll take everything in a size 5. So I got all these trainers. I was unbelievably excited. I got my nails done. I had a braid put in my hair. I had my makeup done. They were like, what are you doing tonight, babes? And I was like, I'm getting on a train. I'm going to my parents' house in Scotland. I arrived.
Yeah, but that braid would have made you look sexy on the 8-hour train up to home.
Exactly. My dad was like, what are you all dressed up for? You, Dad. You.
That's not creepy. everybody, when we look on social media, is talking about the glow, is talking about how they get it. What does that mean?
You know, I'm genuinely, like, really interested in this myself. Like, what is the glow? They're always, like, glowing from the inside out. I think it's the idea if you eat a lot of chia pudding, you'll be really radiant. But ultimately, my belief is that if you look really radiant, it's because your mum looks really radiant and her mum looks really radiant, because it's all about genetics. You know, I eat an absolute load of rubbish and I've got really good skin. And it's because my family have really good skin. Like, there's no amount of kale that's going to change what you look like.
And if I don't know what chia pudding is, I can't get the glow, according to some.
I mean, chia pudding tastes like frog spawn.
Oh, it just makes me think of semolina. I don't even know what it is.
I hate semolina so much. That was like school death.
Yeah. There's so many things that you can get just a little whiff of and go, primary school, no.
Exactly. For me, it's porridge. I can't eat porridge. Because we used to have to, like, queue up in the morning to get our porridge, a bit like Oliver Twist. And I'll never forget, one of the girls, like, vomited in the muesli bowl and they just put it back in. And I was like, that's it for me. So my mum ended up lying to the school and saying I had to take homeopathic medicine that I wasn't allowed to eat with. So every morning I'd have a packet of powder and then not have to eat my porridge at breakfast because I hated it so much.
But what was the powder?
Homeopathic powder. My mum was really into homeopathy for a while.
Like a meal replacement
thing. It was nuts. So my mum...
You would rather eat powder
than the porridge?
The porridge.
I can't bear it.
Oh.
I was born with a partially functioning kidney and my mum decided that homeopathy was going to cure it. And it was literally the worst time of my life. Because Prince Charles is such a fan, she thought that, you know, obviously it must be correct. Mm. And I used to go to this homeopath all the time. And I was like, Mother, I need to go and get a doctor. Like, I probably need to have an operation. Like, this is ridiculous.
How did you find out that it was only partially working?
Well, because when I eventually went to a doctor, they sort of like scanned it and they were like, you've got a valve missing. And I was like, well, brilliant. Stop the homeopathy and sew it up.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time.
No, I was enjoying that so much.
I could talk to you for days. I don't think this will be the last time that we get you on Radio Gorgeous. But Bella, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a real joy.
So we haven't mentioned yet that your book's out. It's on pre-order right now.
Yes, it's on pre-order on Amazon. I'm so excited.
And if people do order it today, they'll get it on the 8th of September?
They will indeed.
Very exciting. You could be the first ones to be reading the new Deliciously Stella book and learning what real life is really like. Bella, thank you very much. This is Nikki Kidner and you've been listening to Radio Gorgeous.
We have a healthy lifestyle by the sea. We eat organic and gluten-free.
We do Bikram yoga and Pilates. We like soy lattes and goji berries.
Fuck carbs, fuck fats, fuck calories. I snack on fucking celery.
And then on the weekend, I just don't eat, because I'll be smashing lines off the toilet seats. Don't you read my tweets? I'm off my head. My heartbeat stopped.
Fuck, you should be dead.
That was intense.
Do you want to go to bed?
No bra, let's eat some caps instead.
You know what that sounds like to me?
No man.
It sounds like irony.
Hey man, if we just found irony,
did you know how ironic that would be?
What do you get when you take a hobo? Add some emo, a touch of metro, a hip song.
I'm not one though.
No way, you don't know me, bro.
Shopping at garage sales is really cool. Hey man, look at that, it's totes old school.
But who are you kidding? Not a chance. I get all my cool shit from General Pants. Hey Adrian, bro, you got a smoke?
Stop scabbing, Dom, it's becoming a joke.
Come on, bro, I'm always broke, but I got $3.50 for a bag of coke.
You know what that sounds like to me?
No man.
It sounds like irony.
Hey man, if we just found irony, do you know how ironic that shit would be?
Can I get a 3-quarter double shot 50-50 decaf soy latte with 1 1/4 equals in a takeaway cup? Make it bon soy.
We like to make up our own words that are loosely based on existing words.
Like Toast, Mabes, Gorge, Grill, Orcridic, Devo, Kaz, Presh, Deep, Sitch, Addy, Vaj, Defo.
And sometimes we change the sound of words, A, like instead of rage, we say Rajay. Say Tajay.
But I don't shop there because Target's gay.
We don't shower because it's a waste of water and it makes you look cool, like you don't bother.
But it's hard to minimize your much deodorant.
You know what that sounds like to me?
No, man.
It sounds like irony.
Hey, man, if we just found irony, do you know how ironic that would be?
Can I get a bacon and egg roll, please, with no aioli? And instead of aioli, just some oregano. And no bacon, can I get a field mushroom instead, please? And instead of egg, can I get avocado? And can I get no roll?
You know me, I'm on the 333. One night piece to circular key. I say, you know me, I'm on the 333. Circular key, then back to the sea. You know me, I'm on the 333. One night piece to circular key. I say, you know me, I'm on the 333. Circular key, then back to the sea. You know me, I'm on the 333. One night piece to circular key. I say, you know me, I'm on the 333. Circular key, then back to the sea. You know me, I'm on the 333. One night piece to circular key. I say, you know me, I'm on the 333. Circular key, then back to the sea.